Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. I'm Derek Bullard. Today we are joined by Elisabeth Grenier from the Centre des Femmes du Haut-Saint-François La Passerelle to discuss the housing crisis in Haut-Saint-François. Elisabeth Grenier is a worker at the Centre des Femmes du Haut-Saint-François La Passerelle, a non-profit and feminist organization serving the entire MRC of Haut-Saint-François, which includes 14 municipalities. The organization offers a wide range of services, including social and educational activities, individual support, and advocacy for collective rights.
So we offer a lot of services like social and educational activities and individual support, assistance with whatever procedures they need to do, and defense of collective rights.
According to our guest, the housing crisis in Haut-Saint-François is severe, mirroring the high prices found in larger cities like Sherbrooke, but without the same level of services. Public transportation is insufficient and housing options are extremely limited.
So it's pretty much the same as Sherbrooke for the prices of the housing, but without the services that comes with it. You know, like a variety of groceries, shops, and so on. Also, we don't have a sufficient public transportation. That is a big problem for people here. And we don't have a lot of housing offers, social or private. And overall, in the all 14 municipalities, we only have 61 social housing and only 6 for families. And these 6 are in a small municipality without any service within 30 kilometers. So poor families that need a social housing usually don't own a car, you know, so they cannot go live in these apartments. Or they will go and be isolated and have trouble getting groceries or anything else. That makes everything more difficult for them. And we have more and more people leaving the big cities and come live in the countryside because it's nice, it's calm, people like it. So there's a lot of new construction, way too expensive for people already here. And same as Sherbrooke, the few apartments affordable are really unsanitary.
At La Passerelle, the housing crisis has become a significant part of their work, with at least half of their interactions now related to unsuccessful housing searches. To address this, the organization recently organized a three-week occupation outside the office of their provincial deputy to draw attention to the crisis.
Yeah, so at least half of our interventions now are about an unsuccessful research for an apartment. More and more people in our RCM are living in their car or in a tent because they cannot find something they can pay for. So we just did 3 weeks of occupation outside in front of François Jacques, our provincial deputy, to put pressure and to denounce the situation, the housing crisis. And we did that because we feel helpless. We don't know how to help them anymore. It's really stressful for everybody, and we are scared for the future, you know. We have a few solutions, but it's not in our hands, you know. The government needs to listen to us and take action. Here are some of our solutions. So we need an apartment register. This will allow people to know the old price of the apartment they want to rent, to know if the landlord is putting an abusive increase of the price, because he cannot do that unless it's a new construction of 5 years or less. It's just that people usually don't know their rights. So landlords are taking advantage of that. And we need also a maximum on annual increases that landlords will be allowed to put on. And a massive and decentralized investment to have more social and affordable housing.
Elisabeth goes on to explain that the limited availability of social housing severely impacts vulnerable groups, particularly single mothers and victims of domestic violence. And according to the organization, landlords are raising rents and discriminating against tenants without facing any consequences.
You know, the landlords have all the power now to raise prices really ridiculously high and discriminate people without any consequences, like a single mother without so much income with a few kids. It becomes really hard to victims to leave an abusive partner because they know they cannot find an apartment they can pay for. It becomes the dilemma, you know, between living with an abusive partner or living on the streets. All the shelters are full. There's a waiting list to enter one everywhere. Even if they get a place into the shelter eventually, they may not find a suitable apartment. Kids are more and more discriminated by the landlords too. Landlords don't want many kids or women on financial assistance or immigrant people too. They have the power to select whomever they want to be in an apartment now. Some women without domestic violence will sometimes stay at people they don't know so much while they search for an apartment and are often being sexually abused. We had a lot of testimonies about that.
The MRC had proposed a social housing project involving 35 units across 5 municipalities. However, as our guest explains, the project failed to meet the necessary criteria because it was not initially managed by a nonprofit organization. Despite forming a nonprofit later, the project was not approved, and currently, no progress is being made.
Yeah, so 5 municipalities submitted the project with the RCM of 35 social and affordable housings. But we didn't meet the criteria, which is that the project needed to be submitted and managed by a non-profit organization. So a group of people created a non-profit organization, including my colleague, who became the president. But we were too late, so we didn't get approved, and that was a closed project, you know. So for now, nothing is happening.
And finally, Elizabeth emphasizes the importance of community involvement. And the local community can help by contacting the Centre des Femmes du Haut-Saint-François La Passerelle via phone or messenger to learn about their rights and support their efforts. Following their Facebook page and website for updates is also encouraged. Volunteers are welcome to join their new committee focused on the housing crisis, and more actions are being planned to prevent homelessness in the community.
Write to us in the messenger. You know, we answer really fast. So that's a good thing to go on our website and the Facebook page and to share the publication we make. Maybe participate with, take some volunteers. We have a new committee about the housing crisis. So it's people who come to the Women's Center who want to help. So we do some actions. At the end of the summer, we're going to meet again. And what are we going to do for the next steps? For now, it's just we help people who need an apartment. That's our first goal, to help them not being on the street, you know.
A special thanks to our guest, Elisabeth Grenier, from the Centre des Femmes du Haut-Saint-François. I'm Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.